good morning and welcome to, let's see, what is, oh yes, Backyard and Beyond. Welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, not being able to remember something can be very embarrassing. It's very frustrating, and sometimes it just takes us a lot of extra time because we forgot to do something, and I'm not the only one who says, oh, I've got to go back to where I started because I can't remember what I went to that room for. Well, it doesn't necessarily mean that we have bad things in our future happening to us, but, of course, we're not talking this morning about those folks with Alzheimer's and dementia. We're talking about folks who still have the ability to improve their memories, and that's most of us. So what can you do? Well, first of all, I want to mention that this information comes from several sources that should be credible sources, such as the George Washington School of Medicine, the University of California Memory and Aging Center, Brown University's Medical School, the New England Journal of Medicine, the Alzheimer's Research and Prevention Foundations, National Institute of Health, University of Chicago, University of Pennsylvania, and Washington University in St. Louis. Those are just some of the places, some of the sources of research because we are so concerned about memory loss. And as I say, it happens, I think, to almost everybody. And I always tell people, well, I read somewhere, I don't remember where, I read somewhere that we have everything stored in our brains that we ever heard, saw, experienced. And so when you think about every day, you include more of those things to remember. It's kind of like an overloaded computer that we need to kind of take a moment to remember. Well, our brains are like just the rest of our body in some ways in terms of what keeps it healthy and what keeps it working well. And maybe to talk about what helps our brains and helps us to remember, we might have just a bit of physiology, I guess is what I want to say. A memory is made by linking two or more of the 100 billion nerve cells in your brain called neurons, and then solidifying the connection so you can use it later. Your brain continues to develop neurons and build new connections to strengthen memory as you age. So they don't go away, they keep building. And this phenomenon is called neuroplasticity. So this means it's never too late to improve your powers of recall. Just means that we have to work on it a little bit. And as I said, your brain, like other parts of your body, needs some basic things. The first one, get more sleep. Get adequate sleep. If you're already getting 7 to 9 hours of sleep in a 24-hour period, that should be adequate for most people. And if you're only getting 5 or 6, well, something needs to change for people of all ages. So experts agree that if you do only one thing to improve your memory, getting more sleep should be it. And naps do count. It doesn't have to necessarily be 7 continuous hours. And I think there's lots of research that shows for people in big business and so on that power nap in the afternoon or sometime during the day really does increase the workability. And so probably it's because it's helped our brains kind of renew. So my 15-minute nap after lunch, I say, hey, that's a good thing. Secondly, exercise. Hey, that makes us better in all ways. So literally running, walking, biking, any cardiovascular activity for 20 to 30 minutes 3 times a week has proven to help you remember things better. It raises your heart rate, gets your blood flowing. So, okay, that blood's going to your brain and just helps the health of your brain. And that exercise needs to be enough to get your heart rate going, get that blood flowing a little bit better. Third, another basic thing, think about what you eat and drink. You know, the basic recommendations of a good diet includes lots of fruits and vegetables, and especially for the brain, those leafy green vegetables are a real plus. But you don't have to tank up on those necessarily. Just get that nice cross-section of foods that includes some of all those, but be sure it includes those fruits and vegetables and especially the leafy greens. Now, here's one that, again, I've read this research before, and some people go, oh, I don't think so. But this has to do with having a glass of wine, a drink sometime during the day, and lots of people like to have it in the evening with their evening meal. This piece of research found that women who had one drink a day, that we're not talking about teetotalers, we're not talking about heavier drinkers, one drink a day were 20% less likely than teetotalers or heavy drinkers to experience a decline in their brain function. The ability to remember was improved. So, three basic things: sleep, exercise, and good foods. Now, talking about foods, one of the things that in the past we've read a lot about is that ginkgo, one of the herb supplements, might really increase your brain power. Well, some more recent research says, nah, probably not. But if you were going to pick out a supplement, it should have something to do with fish oil. So eating some salmon during the week would help, but you could also take a supplement if you wish to do that. Also, some of the B vitamins. But again, a nice variety of foods, and especially some fish included in there, would be a good way to go. Now, here's one that I've sort of long ago poo-pooed. Right. This is just somebody on a hill somewhere that says meditation improves your concentration and focus, which benefits memory. So again, a number of pieces of research have shown that those few minutes a day, 10, 12, 15 minutes a day of some kind of meditation can help improve your brain function and your memory. So when, and the reasoning behind this is when you're under stress, or when we're under stress, our bodies and brains release hormones that are in short bursts to help us in a what we call, used to call fight or flight situation, helping us deal with the stress. But when we're under stress constantly, those hormones change the structure of a part of our brain, which destroys nerve endings involved in the information flow. So getting that stress level down a bit would help keep your brain in good shape. A study released last year showed that subjects who performed a 12-minute chanting meditation once a day for 8 weeks saw marked improvement in their memory and increased blood flow in the area of the brain used in a variety of memory tasks. Now, if you want more information on meditation, one of the sources you can go to is Mayo Clinic, and they have another subject for another program, by the way. We could do a program on meditation because there are lots of kinds, lots of different ways to do meditation. But the point, I think, is to focus and not have your brain running around trying to do multitasking and do 100 different things, is to focus and be quiet. Well, another thing that you can do is do something out of the ordinary. Now, that doesn't mean you got to go jump off a cliff somewhere. It means if you always take the same route to the grocery store, or you always take the same route to a place because it's habit, you don't even have to think about it, take a different route. Because this, in this novel situation, a new situation, your brain assumes that information is going to be important and holds on to it. So you'll better retain things that happen immediately after a novel experience, a new experience. So this doesn't have to be costly. It doesn't have to be something that is going to take a lot of extra time. Just think about those things you do as habit, which habits are really good for us, but sometimes we need to step out of that habit zone and do something that's a little bit different in a part of our day. Next, check your medicine cabinet. There are some medications that can affect memory, including antihistamines and antidepressants, anti-anxiety, and sleep aids. That doesn't mean you should throw all of those away, and you probably should check with your pharmacist or your doctor before you start just getting rid of all of those. But If they're over-the-counter, you may especially want to check on them. If they are prescription, you want to check with your physician. There may be an alternative medicine or treatment that's available. And don't just say they're all bad. And part of it, I'm sure, depends on how much you use them, how much you depend on them. But just kind of check it out to see if how many of those you're taking and if that might be one of the things that you'll want to change a bit. So something else that we're hearing a lot more about is gluten sensitivity. And there's some research that shows if you are sensitive to gluten, it could affect your memory. So if you have some symptoms that, like if it's kind of fuzzy, out of order, or so on, if they're having some other kinds of problems, you may want to get that checked out. And lastly, challenge your head. Do something different, even if it's just doing the crossword puzzle, something that makes your brain work a little bit. That takes a little bit of extra time, takes a little bit of extra effort, but keep your brain working. And it's just, again, like your body, that exercise for your brain is good for the keeping the memory. So until next time, think like an elephant.